Where Did God Come From? By Ray Pomper. It's actually very simple. It's just hard to explain. In fact, that makes about as much sense as the sentence you just read. So let me illustrate something that can't be illustrated. And explain the unexplainable. The fact is this. If you are a child, you will probably have a much better understanding of God's existence than an adult. Only because the faith of a child is boundless. Unlike us knucklehead grown-ups that need everything explained to us. So let me begin. To understand where God came from, you must first accept certain concepts. For example, 1. There is no such thing as invention, only discovery. 2. Information can neither be created nor destroyed. Let's take point 2 first. In the classical world, information can be copied and deleted at will. In the quantum world, however, the conservation of quantum information means that information cannot be created nor destroyed. This concept stems from two fundamental theorems of quantum mechanics, the no-cloning theorem and the no-deleting theorem. A third and related theorem, called the no-hiding theorem, addresses information loss in the quantum world. According to the no-hiding theorem, if information is missing from one system, which may happen when the system interacts with the environment, then the information is simply residing somewhere else in the universe. In other words, the missing information cannot be hidden in the correlations between a system and its environment. Physicists Samuel L. Brownstein at the University of York, UK, and Arun K. Patti of the Harish Chandra Research Institute, India, first proved the no-hiding theorem in 2007. Until now, however, the no-hiding theorem has been a purely theoretical concept. Phys.org.com. In other words, everything that ever was, or ever will be, already exists. It's complete. Exodus 16:22-36, Hebrews 4:1-11. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day, and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. So what is this information? The Bible says that God is a spirit. Right? Let's go a step further, shall we? What is spirit? What is the spirit of cooperation? What is the spirit of this message? Can I touch spirit? Can I touch the spirit of laughter? Can I bottle it? No. Yet it exists. And it's not even up for debate. John 4:24. God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. If we accept the fact that information, everything that ever was or ever will be, cannot be created, yet here we are, nor destroyed, eternal, then to a reasonable person it would be impossible for God not to exist. I am who I am. And he said, "Say this to the people of Israel, I am, has sent me to you." Which brings us to our next point. Point number 2, there is no such thing as invention, only discovery. Did you invent fire? Or did you discover it? Did you invent nuclear reaction? Or did you discover it? Did you invent the wheel? Or did you discover it? If I went back in time 1,000 years, does that mean the concept of the computer couldn't exist? If I took a car apart into 1,000 pieces, how many different types of things could I make out of it before it became a car again? Invention is nothing more than discovery of information that already exists. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Revelation 1:8. So, is God information then? This is where quantum physics fails. Because spirit is not quantum physics. God is before all things. Therefore God says, I am. I only know that God was not created. Is there a God beside me? Yea. There is no God, I know not any. Isaiah 44:8. And that he cannot be destroyed. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary, his understanding is unsearchable. Isaiah 40:28. You might say it is possible for God to exist. But I say it is more impossible for him not to. For in him we live, and move, and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Acts 17:28.